You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
California, when they have earthquakes, it almost seems like they don't care.
It's normal life for them now.
Yeah, when Tokyo or whatever gets hit, they go nuts. But California,
that's
they're like...
That's because they think a catfish does it.
What?
They what?
They think a catfish does it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Please enlighten us.
Okay. They think there's a giant catfish in the ocean underneath them, like in the water. and God's holding it down with a rock. And then whenever there's an earthquake, it's because God lit up on it a little bit to fuck with it, and it shakes around. It's a catfish.
Wait, explain that again.
There's a giant catfish is being fucked with by God. There's a boulder on it, and God lifts the boulder sometimes to play with the catfish. The catfish tries to get out.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
I just heard it.
You fucking idiot.
You guys are stupid.
Fucking retard.
Lizzie, that might be the most genius.
Genius, genius, genius!
Earthquakes happen because God's fucking a catfish.
That's why they freak out.
Wrong.
So you saw this on River Monsters?
Yeah, man.
Did you learn any words of wisdom on her deadliest catch?
I don't watch them.
Oh. Deadliest catch I was watching last week, and apparently the reason why waves are so nasty is because crabs that are in the water, they're doing jumping jacks. No, this is true. It's in the Bible. Oh my God.
Knowledge is power.
You're in trouble.
The Jersey Jerks.
The Jersey Jerks.
The Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks. Fucking assholes.
Pistol grip, pump. If a nigga step on my white air once, it's red rum. Ready, here come Compton, Dre found me in the slums. Selling that skunk, one hand on my gun. I was selling rocks and Master P was saying, Buck past the blunt. It's G on the girls, just wanna have fun. Coke and rum, got weed on the tongue. I'm banging with my hand up a dress like, I make a cum, purple haze in my lungs. Whole gang in the front, case a nigga wanna stun.
I put Lamborghini dolls. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show. I can't hear myself in the headphones, if you can believe
stupid.
It. There we go. I'm in and out, dude. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Marco's on Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat. Chris isn't on Snapchat. Fabio is not on Snapchat.
I am on Snapchat.
Are you?
Yeah.
I should make a Jersey Jerk Snapchat.
I'm on Snatch That.
You should do a Periscope.
I should do a Periscope. I was thinking
just
about
keep
it.
Keep it on you.
Yeah. Whatever. And also, don't forget, wait, actually, no. Fabio, explain what's happening.
Huh?
I can't explain this right now.
Let me melt like you did.
I'm like, I can't hear myself.
Oh
actually, Chris, why don't you take this one?
Yeah, Chris can explain it.
You're more savvy when it comes to this. I'm just editing.
Well, basically, our RSS feed is fucked, and we have no shows available for download right now.
Yeah.
Apparently, the website that we use was not built for podcasting, so all of our fabulous listeners with all of their hits crashed the fucking server.
Yeah.
Pretty much what happened.
It's pretty much what happened. We have a lot of storage on there, and
what made us go to Wiki page to use it? No, I mean, I'm joking.
But none of us knew what the fuck we were doing when we created this.
No,
thing.
No, no. Five and a half years later.
But
actually, closer.
And
to
we're
six.
Cheap, so we didn't want to pay monthly.
Oh, we're broke.
That had nothing to do with it being cheap. It's
Missy. What's the secret word tonight?
I should have said something because I knew Lisbon was the way to go.
6 years ago.
I don't know when Rob told me like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, Rob told me too. But we were fine the way we were. We weren't having any problems.
Yeah, I guess so. That's bullshit.
But yeah, I mean, when we started 6 years ago, we had no fucking idea what we were doing. I emailed this server, asked them if we could, you know, use it to host our podcast. They said it's no problem. Now, fucking 6 years later, we have too much storage.
Go ahead.
When the website says you can have unlimited storage.
Right. So basically,
they're fucking liars.
So basically, unlimited to them equals, this is a Canadian company. So
Canada.
Unlimited in Canada is 2 gig.
Oh.
Yeah. That's really what it translates to. We're not allowed to go over 2 gig, but they call that unlimited.
That's
so
imagine
going to a cell phone place and you want unlimited data. And after like 1 megabyte, they cut you off and you're like, hey, I'm paying for unlimited. And they're like, yeah, that's unlimited. 1 megabyte.
I would go all Scarface on their asses.
Right. You'd go chicken style.
Chicken style. So fucking fuck Canada then, I guess. What? Fuck Canada. I hate Canada.
Why do you hate Canada?
We've talked about this. I was robbed. Remember when I went there?
No.
I was robbed.
Do you remember this?
No.
Nope.
No.
I was robbed.
You said it 3 times. You're going to explain it, or you're just going to say I was robbed?
How many Jersey Jerks
are you talking about?
Do you do?
All I had was $30, and they took it.
Who's they? What the fuck?
The Canadians!
Like somebody held you up at gunpoint?
No, they stole it out of my pocket.
You mean you got pickpocketed?
No, I was in a pizza shop.
Right. What did they do, hold you up with a pepperoni?
No, my friend was like, yeah, we need weed. And they were like, let's buy weed from this stranger in the pizza shop. And they were like, oh, can you front us some money? And I was like, I only have $30. And they were like, oh, I'll just give it to us. We'll give it right back. So my friends, I guess, stole the money. But no, then we gave the money to the kids to get us weed. And then they had
they
stolen
the
money. Yeah, they just left because we were dumb Americans. Yeah.
Okay. So...
So we was robbed.
It was a little more dramatic than we were expecting. Or a little less dramatic than we were, expecting to hear. Yeah.
Come
you were
on.
Held up.
No.
Okay.
Everything is more dramatic until you actually figure it out.
Well, it was a horrible tragedy. I was robbed.
It's the worst story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm still not fucking following it.
Well, you know why? Because they told you for $30 they get you unlimited weed. So they never came back because unlimited means zero.
It means zero.
In weed.
Fuckers. So. Fucking Canada. But no, I don't like Canada. So.
Well, I don't like Canada now either because of this bullshit that we're going through. So everybody listening.
And they're holding our episodes hostage? So like they're never going to do?
No, they suspended our account.
Yeah.
We have all the show files, but we have to re-tag and re-upload to a new server for people to download from that server. So everybody who's listening live right now, if you're subscribed to us on iTunes, right now you're not going to be able to hear shit.
You're beat.
Yeah, you're going to have to resubscribe when we get this thing back up and running with a new host server.
And saying that they're holding us hostage would mean there's some sort of ransom attached to it. There is no ransom. They said, fuck you.
They weren't like, if you give us more money, we'll...
No, it's delete 95% of the content you have on this website and we'll unsuspend you.
Fuck you!
95? Did they really say 95%?
No, we have 38 gigs of storage and they said... You can have 2.
Why did they all of a sudden say this? Did someone narc on us?
That was my thing.
What's,
like, it's
what's,
weird.
Why, but all what's of a there sudden? To narc? We thought it was unlimited. They told us it was unlimited. We didn't think there was a problem.
Right. But then now why is it all of a sudden?
Because we crashed their server. Which is kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Because we fucked everybody else's accounts up.
We fucked up Canada.
Yeah, we fucked up BraveNet's RSS feeds around the board and web pages and everything.
Yes, that's badass.
Yeah, it is badass.
We're cyber bullies.
We've been getting a lot of emails and Twitter private messages, and everybody's wondering where the hell we've been.
Yeah, we did get a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of them.
And that's the crazy part. Over the past 2 months, we've uploaded one podcast. And now, all of a sudden, that's when they decide that we've had too much storage. We haven't done anything.
Yeah, how did it crash if there was no traffic on our part?
People missed us so much they were going in the past, in our past shoes.
Oh.
People missed us so much they were traveling back in time.
Yeah. I'm thinking, all right, so where does the flux capacitor go in this one?
Upper ass.
Oh. 88 episodes ago.
So donate some money so we don't crash all the websites.
That's the special word for tonight. Donate.
We need
it more now than ever.
We do. Keep us alive.
So
unfortunately, nobody can upload this show to hear that.
I know.
Yeah.
We're so fucked.
Everyone, spread the word. Everyone that's listening live, tweet.
We're just going to have to tweet it out, Facebook it out, Snapchat it out. Periscope it out.
I'll periscope right now.
Travel back in time and get it out.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Go into the past. Everyone must go into the past.
I wish we could go in the past. There'd be a lot of things I'd done different. I would have killed Annie Up or whatever the fuck they're called. I slaughtered all those motherfuckers.
Annie Up.
Annie Up your ass.
They're not around anymore, so you could say their names at this point.
I don't give a shit.
Annie Up, Worm Trail.
Worm Trail.
Worm Trail?
Worm Trail. Well, you weren't around then. This was not.
This was... The dickheads we started
off with.
This
was BM.
Yes. Yeah, bowel movement. It was, actually. It was more of a bowel movement than anything. But yeah, it was before Miss. Yeah, well, that sucks, Dick.
Yeah.
But if we can get going, at least we'll have a couple up with the.
It's
going
to take a while before we get back up and running because we have to figure out how to delete. And right now, the first step is we're contacting iTunes on how to delete our current RSS feed because it doesn't work. Once we get that out the way, we're going to basically shit BraveNet out, go to a new place, a new server host, and re-upload all however many shows we got. I think it's close to 200. Something like that.
And if there's any hackers out there that know how to take down BraveNet, please do so.
Please do it.
We did it. Do it again for us, please. Yeah. It's...
And worst comes to worst, we'll sign up for the new RSS feed and we can put the link right on our Facebook page and they can download it that way if we're not on iTunes right away.
Yeah, I mean, we can find a way for people to download our show in the meantime, but we still have to get the iTunes. I mean, that's key.
Yep.
And,
On hold with them, but Marco gave up.
Well, we had to start the show. It's not that they said 15 minutes, and this was at like 5 of 8. So,
yeah, that's true.
I told him we might as well wait till after the show was over.
It fucking sucks.
Word. I'm so fucking pissed. I can't even.
So this was all found out today?
Well, I found out today. I don't know how long you guys been.
They sent an email on Tuesday that it was in Tech Talk. So I forwarded it to Marcus to have him translate it for me, basically. And they suspended our account today.
Yep.
Blasphemy.
So we've been with them almost 6 years at this point.
Yeah.
And they gave us 24 hours to fucking get our shit together, and then they suspended us.
Cunts.
No shit.
Yep.
That's fucked up. No more money for you, BraveNet.
Nope.
You fucking cunt.
Fucking BraveNet. There's nothing brave about it.
They can eat a dick.
They can eat Caitlyn Jenner's dick.
Why are you talking about my dick?
I'm going to have to take my garter belts off for that.
Oh my God.
The balls are sticky.
What's that smell? Starting to sound like, what's his name? Sean Connery. What's that smell?
I feel like Missy's obsessed with Caitlyn Jenner.
Me? Nah, yeah. Not at all.
We wear the same size underwear.
We have the same size cock.
Mine's bigger.
I modeled my tits after Missy.
Floppy.
I'd like to thank Missy for her tits.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the meantime, you guys are just going to have to listen to us live. Whoever's listening live, keep listening live every Thursday night at 8 Eastern.
Spread the word. Tell everyone they have to listen live now and quit their bitching.
Yeah,
no, I'll have last week's show up tomorrow, barring some catastrophic event. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Like an earthquake.
Which, by the way, we're going to have to pay monthly for this new site.
Get the money up front.
Rent is due first of the month.
First of the month.
First of the month or no podcast.
Yeah, everybody donate.
So, especially when we move this back to my house. Rent is due first of the month. You don't have it. Get the fuck out. I'm not paying for it like I did the last one.
Not at all.
Everybody gives me fucking 3 months at a time.
As long as we don't do it like fantasy money.
Oh, man.
7 months later. I got it for you.
I would like to thank Kevin Nutt for spreading the word.
Kevin Nutt?
Yep. He's retweeting. Thank you. We appreciate that.
You reappreciate it?
Reappreciate. Like retweet.
Oh, okay. So instead of appreciating it to start off, you just went right to the re.
Fucking A.
Right.
It wouldn't be me if I did it any other way.
You went full dingle.
Full dingle. Oh, what's the word that you said before the show? I made up an awesome word.
Kerfuzzled.
Kerfuzzled. Shit was legit. Kerfuzzled. I'm going to put it in Urban Dictionary like tomorrow.
You do that.
What does it mean?
I don't know. In what context did you use it again?
Well, you were trying to untangle all your wires and you looked really like confused and lost. So I used kerfuzzled.
Kerfuzzled. It means...
Confused and lost.
And lost. It means very Missy-like.
So, yeah, yeah. See Missy.
See Missy. I'll put a little picture on there.
Like you cross-eyed. Like,
You sound extra raspy tonight.
Listen, I've been very sick, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yes, I have. I had to get chest
AIDS
x-rays.
Finally catching
AIDS?
Up.
I had to get chest x-rays the other day.
How did they get through those things?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'm AIDS. I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS. AIDS? You may have caught it when you stuck that filthy needle in here. Oh, my God. Or maybe all that unprotected sex, but you hear it. But yeah, I've been sick for like 3 weeks.
She's a whore.
Going on 4 now, so I'm starting to panic, to be honest.
A fucking whore.
Thanks for your concern. I appreciate it.
Are you okay?
Dipshit cokehead.
Yeah, I'll live.
Yeah?
I'm sure.
You're a whore with more cleavage than talent.
Jesus Christ. Was that Jeremy Piven saying that?
Yeah.
Nailed
That's
it.
Awesome.
Ari Gold.
Oh, it's from
Back to the Future. Yeah,
Entourage.
From John.
From
poor slut bitch.
Oh man, I missed you guys.
Missy, you had some interesting shit for tonight's show before we start off with the bad news about the podcast.
Oh yeah,
and one of them I thought was funny was Hitchbot.
Fucking Hitchbot. And so much since I've sent that email three fucking days ago has changed.
I have a huge problem with this.
I think it's fantastic.
So,
by the way, we can thank Canada for Hitchbot as well as BraveNet.
I
it's a theme
read thing. Like the headline of a news article, but I never clicked on the story and said Hitchbot murdered in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think anything of it. And like, you know, and the little thing on there, the hitchhiking robot, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. Fucking asshole. I when it said murdered, I actually thought it was a person who was murdered in Philly.
And you thought his name, like, nickname was Hitchbot?
No, I thought it, like, the.
Like, Missy is.
It had, like,
yours?
A real
Kenzo?
Small.
Kenzo? No, not Kenzo.
Esco.
Oh, you look like a Kenzo.
Fuck. It had, like, a real small picture, and it, I don't know, it kind of looked like a person in a robot costume. I thought it was some dickhead hitchhiking.
You thought it was, like, a midget in a trash can?
Well, it was a small picture. You couldn't tell it was small.
Right.
So then Missy's article, Hitchbot murdered in Philadelphia. So it's not murdered. It's a fucking robot.
But all the media outlets are saying murdered and killed.
Well,
and,
yeah, that's stupid.
Right, I know.
Like, if I step on my trash can and break it, I didn't murder it.
Right, exactly.
It's a fucking piece of garbage.
It's just an exaggeration. Like, if you slam your laptop into the ground because it's not working,
right,
you murdered your laptop not literally murdered it.
No, in an asshole media sort of way, I guess I murdered it.
Yeah.
It's so fucking murdered. Get out of here.
You never like bang the girl real hard and be like, I murdered that pussy.
Oh, absolutely.
So it works for that. It's different. It works for that when it's all bombed and depleted. When her asshole's bleeding, it's like, that works, but not this.
I have a huge problem using the word murdered on some fucking piece of trash from Canada.
Well, Canada is responsible for murdering our RSS feed. So can we use that in that context?
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Dex.
No, Canada should have stopped at beer and hockey. Stop creating anything else.
They're fucking useless, man.
Well, they... I could be wrong, but I think Pam Anderson was from Canada.
She is.
All right, then some comedians
and
come from Canada.
And Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And who else? John Candy.
Oh, John Candy.
I love candy.
So do I.
Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Gosling.
Oh yeah!
All the good looking Ryans are from Canada. All the Ryans here look like fucking white trash with like four teeth. There's really nothing good about. Did you just hook a mic up to your kids?
Oh, what are you doing?
Like a loogie just hit me in the fucking eye.
No, it's just annoying me.
Did you hear that? She was like,
"Listen, I got some medicine in me. It's breaking shit up." Not gonna lie.
It's hot.
It's murdering the mucus in your throat.
It's murdering the
she
mucus.
She murdered her lungs years ago.
Listen, apparently.
And every vein in our
once
arm.
I'm done all of this medicine, I may have a different voice.
I'm going to
I
go
don't
with
think
no.
so.
Yeah, and I have to quit smoking, too. As
no
well.
Shit, but.
No, like it's part of the program or whatever. So
12 step?
Yeah, that's why I gotta do that, too. Like in a week. Like less than a week.
Really?
Yeah.
You have no choice. You have to quit.
No choice.
Why are you dying?
No, I'm not dying.
So why do you have to quit then? What's
the cause
the
doctor said I have to quit so I can get all these
every
tests
doctor
done.
Tells you have to quit.
Well, they're being jerk-offs about it. I got to quit.
Would they take your pack away when you were there?
Are they going to show up at your work?
No, but they're going to be able to tell when they do blood work that I've been nicotining it up.
Nicotining it.
So what are they going to do?
I don't know.
They're going to stop treating you because you won't stop smoking?
Maybe.
No.
You never know.
It's illegal.
Get the fuck out.
We don't want your kind here, smoker. Trust me.
You're being invasive.
It's all good.
Yeah. They find a tumor?
No.
A lump? Nope.
A brain?
Yes. Many.
Okay. It's in her tit.
I have multiple brains.
How many brains do you have?
Seven. Just like my personality.
Seven. Like the movie. What's in
you're
the box?
A with a small brain.
What's in the head?
Wow.
I thought you were gonna say something. What the
so
fuck?
Anyway, Hitchbot.
Yeah.
So
who
it turned
cares?
Out
how
it was
that?
It turned
Alfred
out it
Hitchbot.
Was a prank. It turned out it was not real life. It wasn't real. He wasn't really murdered in Philly.
It was a yeah.
It was a prank. Prank. It was a publicity stunt for this prank.
Publicity.
A publicity.
So why did they have to do it
do you
in
have
Philly?
Pubic hair?
Because the guy that runs the prank show is from Philly. What?
I asked if you had pubic hair.
I have pubic hair.
Do you pay your public works bill?
The fuck did I really say it like
you said publicity. Blubberlang.
Public transportation.
Public transportation. Publicity.
I think I saw
it. I said it right there. Publicity.
Public.
Whatever that one soundbite is of that rah, that's funny as shit.
The hair choking?
Is that what it is? It makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Is that it?
Oh my god.
You're not laughing. You know, from here, the microphone looks like a clown nose on Missy when she looks at it.
Oh my god, I want to take a selfie.
Here, you want me to do it? You want me to take a picture of you?
Yeah. Should I cross my eyes?
Or not?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know, because a clown's funnier with crossed eyes, isn't
can
it?
Can I zoom in or no?
Yeah, man.
I can. All right. Look down a little bit. No, no. Chin, your chin down. Right chin. There, right there, right there. Don't move. Okay, I got to do one more, but your face has to go down a little bit more, like a hair. Ah, too much. Right there.
This is awkward.
Okay.
Why are you guys getting on my ass so good?
No one's getting on your ass. I just got off your nose.
I want to see this shit. Whoa, what the fuck?
Are you did you Periscope earlier or no?
Dude, it's taking forever. It just finished installing.
Oh, you didn't have it installed.
Nah, man. Why, did you?
I haven't used it.
Can you please explain what Periscope is?
It's like Vine and Snapchat mixed together.
It's live. It's
okay,
like live video.
Vine is the one that takes how many seconds?
10.
Okay, and what's Snapchat?
It can take up to 10 as well.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the two?
Vine,
except the names.
I don't know.
It's just Vine and Snapchat.
Vine is, it goes out to everybody. Snapchat, you can go out to whoever's on your friends list that has it.
Okay.
Or you can do direct, like, you know.
Like a instant message type thing?
Yeah.
With somebody.
Like, okay. I'll send my dump to somebody.
Your dump?
You want to take a dump?
Ew,
what the
really?
Fuck?
Man. You want to battle with the king?
Oh, I got a Snapchat from Marco. What is this?
What the fuck?
Who do you Snapchat pictures of your disgusting shit to?
A friend of mine.
Who?
Shit!
She started it.
She?
A girl?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wait, which girl's this?
You don't know her.
Oh, she's but a, it's not. Okay. So, no, I'm saying, okay, so I was like, was it your wife, family member? Like, I don't mean the name.
It's her friend.
Okay. Yeah. So she sends you shit pics.
Yeah.
And you retaliate.
Yes.
So you show her your shit.
Yeah.
And she her shit, because she's a lesbian, does it look different?
It does. It's close to, it gives me a run for my money.
Really? So yeah. She takes like telephone pole shit?
She drops big logs.
Yeah. She's not fat or anything.
What does weight have to do with shit?
The bigger you are, maybe the bigger you shit. I don't know.
I don't think so.
She's not petite. The littler you are, the more you shit.
The what?
The littler you are?
Littler.
Now, is this a... Is this a popular?
I just figured
public consensus.
No, because of like high metabolism, huh? So like all the food would come.
Wait,
because all the food would come out super fast.
Did
so.
You say what?
High metabolism.
Okay, I thought you totally left out the M. I thought you just went with metabolism.
That could be a word.
Like I'm pilot, I fly. Metabolism. Crazy. Well, I saw the picture of Hitchbot with Kevin Smith today.
Oh, yeah?
Kevin Smith tweeted Hitchbot in the trunk of his car without a head.
That's and funny.
It said something like, does anyone know how to get a head in America? And then he put mole rats, whatever, I don't know, his plug.
If you see, that's Periscope. So you see, like,
I'm
it's live.
I'm trying to figure out how to work.
So people subscribe to... Like my Twitter, you log on through your Twitter,
and that's what I would see.
And this is what people say, and then they start commenting. Like you would see if I had people following me now, you would see comments just come out like you're fat.
Marco,
you're
what
an
do
asshole.
I do now?
You know, stuff like that.
What
right
do
now,
I do?
Oh, like Chris Scopo from the YKWD shows joined, so he may be watching right now through Periscope.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Use your Twitter handle.
This is too much information.
Yeah, it's a lot of bullshit.
All right, now how do I record?
It's not going to help us any.
Are you sure you want to cancel? Wait, am I broadcasting something right now?
This is good content.
Yeah, this is great. This is what people want to watch or listen to.
I think our listeners are glad they can't download us anymore.
Yeah,
download.
Oh yeah,
who wants to download this shit show?
Everybody, they just crashed BraveNet. You run this fucking motherfucker.
You know what
hell
I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm gonna Photoshop a poster of Braveheart, but use BraveNet.
There you go.
I'm gonna put like a server on a horse with war paint.
And I was killing everyone.
Gutting it from fucking scrotum to chest.
Yeah, there's more people retweeting. Everybody's retweeting. Good
they
job.
Love us. They love us.
Once the internet decides to work I will.
Oh, God. I hope that's not how you're describing it. We didn't crash the entire internet.
No, no, no. I can't.
Al Gore would be pissed.
Yeah,
if
he would. Who did this?
I'm trying to.
It's my baby.
Speaking of robots. Bitch bot.
Does it bother you that we have Missy describing on our Twitter what's going on?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're stupid.
You're stupid.
Imagine the chemistry professor calls out sick and they use her as the replacement.
Listen, I said I don't want to explain what's going on.
No, I know.
Hi. I got so excited when I saw myself.
Couple people are watching.
Hello, people.
Yeah. But don't be turning that shit on me.
No, it's on me.
I was going to say.
All eyes on Marco.
It's only two people.
In a lawsuit.
Put it right next to that microphone or the thing you clip to your tits.
Yeah, let's go in your cleavage. Can we go in your cleavage?
No, what the fuck?
Come on. It's only Chris Scopo.
Hi, Chris Scopo. No.
Show
no?
Chris your titties.
Come on.
No.
It's Bobby's
not.
Boy.
I don't give a fuck.
Come on, let's see some cleavage.
No.
Hi, Chris.
Show him your cleavage. Show him your pepperoni nipples.
I'm not going to do that.
Joe Falchetti, Kristen Forbes, and someone named Biko. They all retweeted, and I'm saying thanks, yo.
Can they tweet to donate?
And make sure, let everybody know that they can donate so that we can be professional and shit.
Well, they know that they can. We need them to do it.
You need to do it. Ridecast.com/Jersey Jerks. There's a little fucking money sign.
All we need is Jerry
Click
Lewis.
We
have a telethon.
Just start sending it. It goes in this little fucking debit card we have, and then we can just bash it. We're going to buy the internet.
Bye, nigga!
No, the slavery's over. You can't do that. That's wrong.
That sounds great.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that was a little...
I know. Phlegmy.
Yeah.
Mucusy. I'm filled with mucus.
Oh, so like when you get wet, it's mucus?
No.
Oh.
What the fuck, yo? That grossed me out.
That's the guy pulls out. He's like, there's snot on my dick.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
That is dick disgusting. Snot. What the fuck? I'm going to throw up.
Is that a booger in the slit of my penis?
Ew. In the slit?
A little hole.
A little pee hole?
A pee hole. My eye has a sleepy in it. It's a booger.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
I'm going to fucking vomit.
Seriously, I'm going to vomit. That's disgusting.
Really? That's what you guys are going to vomit? Not the fact that when he pulls it out, there's also, like, fucking bumps and herpes on it and shit?
Ew, what the fuck, dude?
Well, for Missy, that's normal.
Yes, because I just love me some bumpy dick.
Well, yeah, because it's ripped for your pleasure.
Oh, my God. Oh. That is trifling. That is trifling.
That's because she's a slut.
Oh, man.
Everybody be mean to Missy.
Yep. All three A's are back and just ganging up on me.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
There it is.
Why? Why do you hate me? You always got to use the one that I don't like.
You said you were over it.
I lied. All right. I don't like it. And you're evil as fuck because you're like so happy. I've never seen you
so
happy.
You're a fucking bitch.
That one's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
That one's no. Not bad. But the stupid, stupid bitch is bad.
Yeah, I don't like his condescending voice.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
See, that one is funny. The other
same
one
voice.
Is... Yeah, but they're saying things weird. No? No, I'm the only one here.
What, the saying things weird? Yes.
Stupid bitch.
Wobblick.
Fucking wobblick.
Oh, man.
So
what else you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to bring up the other thing you talked about, which was, what's his name? Jared from Subway.
Yeah, oh, he's a
man,
pedophile.
How about that?
Yeah, that's one way.
I bet he's
although,
Canadian.
Although, the girl that he was messing with was 16, I think.
Right.
And that's legal age in that state.
Oh,
what
really?
Is it, Indiana or something like that? I forget where he's from. But that's considered...
16?
Yeah.
is considered consensual.
Mark is moving. He so already put his house.
I got the moon truck ready.
U-Haul. Yeah, so.
Well, what the fuck if it's legal?
Well,
there.
There's. I mean, they have a lot of shit on them. They just didn't release it yet. So
an ejaculating penis into an 8-year-old's mouth.
Oh, my God. What do you think they're going to release? Like, what do you think he's been up to, Dirty, Dirty Jared?
I don't know. He's probably been building hoagies with young girls. I don't know. God. I have no idea. I don't know. Me neither.
I would never expect this from him. I would expect nothing from him.
Really? You've seen the guy for 20 years on TV. He doesn't look like a pedophile to you?
He paid for that. She was like a 16-year-old prostitute.
What?
No, she worked at a Subway or something. And he offered her money.
Really?
Yeah, he offered her money.
What if he did that across America?
He put his dick in his fucking hoagie roll.
It wasn't like she was a prostitute working at Subway. Yeah, I have the green peppers and your pussy.
Dude, what if he had a fetish for Subway workers?
You think
I like
paid
their green shirts.
They wore like bread like costumes, the ones they wear on the corner to get you to come into Subway.
Yeah.
The mascot uniforms.
Oh my God. It's like Craigslist shit.
It's like those furries. Except it's bread and tomatoes and shit like that.
Oh my God.
Put the salami on.
Ew. I hope that.
Is it weird that he's weirder than Caitlyn Jenner?
What do you mean?
Well, Caitlyn Jenner's kind of weird with the voice and the cock. And, you know, and then you got Jared from Subway, who was already kind of weird looking, and now he's a
pedophile. Just looked like a normal guy. He wasn't. He wasn't disgusting.
Like Bill Gates' nephew or something.
He was a dork. He looked like a dork.
He did look like a dork.
He looked like he started something like a fucking.
But it looked like he would be able to like have sex with someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, without having to pay for it.
A young girl.
No.
Who
like,
works at Subway.
He can meet another weird like librarian chick or something. That was also dorky.
He probably liked young girls. That's what his
thing
was. Didn't he get? Got caught telling somebody that.
Yeah, someone
That's
asked.
How he got caught.
Yeah.
He was
someone
bragging.
Asked him, and he was like, "Oh, it's amazing."
Yeah.
Something like that. Something crazy.
Or that he met a middle school girl who was hot, or something like that.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
That's so gross.
But yeah, it's
so fuck you look at me like that
vomit
for
there.
Because you like to rob the cradle.
Yeah, but I would never date a teenager.
Not a teenage girl.
Not a teenage boy either.
Car bed.
Oh my God. He is not. He's in his 20s, for Christ's sakes. He's in his like mid 20s, too.
Hey, miss, check it out. I got a bowl hair. He pulls it out. Plink. Look at it.
Oh my God. Shut up. What?
You have to show him how to shave.
I'm growing fuzz on my peaches.
I actually do have to fix his mustache. It's very like, mwahaha.
You have more hair
than him.
What
does that mean?
Like, it's like
the dude from V from Vendetta?
Kind of, yeah. Like it. No, it's like, it's so long like here.
Like a saloon
gunslinger? Yeah, like that.
Did he get it done at the mustachery?
Yeah. Oh, mustache. Oh, mustache. I can't get that fucking song out of my head. All I know is people die at the fair.
Everyone. Someone always dies.
I want to grow a mustache. I can't afford one.
That's so fucking
awesome. A Mobius. That's what you want.
You can't afford, right? Afford a Mobius. Fuck.
M. Newt
Shyamalan. Yeah.
Says it's a Porsche car bed, by the way. I guess he's chatting in the room.
It's a Porsche car bed.
Shut up.
Look, it's a 911. The best Porsche ever made.
Oh my God. No.
So that means the engine's in the back of the car.
I thought it was a 911 because the section that bed was a disaster.
Oh my God. Dick. Fuck you. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
This is what we call ground zero.
No. Fuck. Anyway. Moving forward. I'm
that
not a pedophile.
Is ground zero. What'd you say?
I'm not a pedophile.
No, you're not a pedophile.
No.
You would never be convicted of that because when they do the psychological evaluation, they would realize that your brain makes you a three-year-old.
Jesus.
So you'd be the same. Her body has aged, but her mind is going backwards.
So the other person would go to jail, like the guy. Yeah. Listen, you're fucking a three-year-old.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Is it illegal to be a retard?
We're going to have to impound your car back.
Is it illegal to date a retard?
Huh?
Is it illegal to date a retard?
No, it's not illegal. Where is that illegal?
I'm saying
every guy on this every guy on this planet dates a retard.
No,
that's true.
Retarded people need love too.
How about a functioning retard? No names.
Shut up.
She's got Down syndrome. Oh.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I am not dysfunctional. A retard. God damn it.
My mom is the former governor of Alaska.
Yo, the Republican debate is tonight.
I know. I'm actually upset that I'm missing. I should fucking DVR
this. You should DVR. You should play it, and then we can commentate on it. That would be
fun. That would be great. We could just sit here, crickets.
You think so?
Yeah. I just want to see Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is going to be a maniac.
He's
going to
be
out
of his mind.
He's going to be crazy. He's going to say some dumb fucking shit tonight.
Yeah, and then... The guy, whoever's asking the question, is going to probably, like, kind of condescend him.
I would think so.
And I can only imagine his response to that. He would just probably go nuts.
He would probably just, like, start trying to shove,
probably
like, money
down his throat. I just bought your house.
Yeah.
You're fired.
You have no wife. She's mine now. Yeah, Donald Trump's a maniac. I can't believe he thinks that he's actually going to be able to become the president, though. Wait, do you think he can, too?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all.
How can he? I mean, even Republicans think he's a joke.
It's a fucking joke. It's ridiculous.
Somebody
well,
said...
Well, he can't win because he's a huge asshole.
He's a humongous asshole.
Other what than president that, isn't a huge asshole?
But he's up front about being a huge asshole.
Yeah, he's not sneaky and slimy about it.
He said he hates Mexicans for the most part. I mean, that's...
Right, right.
The Mexican votes out the door.
Meanwhile, if you go to any of the Trump casinos that are still open in Atlantic City, that's all that's working.
First order of business... Tear down all the Taco Bells.
No!
Fuck no.
We have to build a wall, he said. Okay, who's going to pay for that? Us?
Of course.
He's not going to pay for it.
Oh, no.
Why isn't he just trying to save the casinos that are dying in Atlantic City?
You would think that that's what he would do.
I think he's...
No, he's
trying.
Not doing shit.
He was there not too long ago. He landed his fucking helicopter.
Yeah, he didn't do shit, though.
He goes there a lot, though.
Well, he's trying to, because his name is still on there, but he has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he's trying to get his name off that shit.
Yeah.
He's trying to help destroy
too,
Atlantic City.
I would just go on the roof and try to kick down the T. Rump.
It was actually closed for like a hot minute, and then it reopened. Hmm. It's fucked up.
You're full of knowledge.
I love me some Atlantic City, yo.
Right up your alley.
Yes.
Ghetto and trailer parks.
There's no trailer
There's
parks.
No trailer parks in Atlantic City. It's just ghetto.
Only public housing.
Public.
Section.
Public.
Public.
Public. Yeah, it's the debate's going to be interesting. I'll just watch the highlights on one of the fucking right.
He'll do
channels.
Something to make the news.
I'm sure.
He always does.
No doubt.
I just farted $100.
Like, here, Mexican, clean it up.
Yeah, yeah. I wipe my ass with $1,000 bills. Yeah, his whatever his plan is for being a president, like, you know, if he's in the office, going to the White House, it's got to be ridiculous, and it probably only benefits the 1%. You know what I mean? He's probably just going to have everyone else under the 1%. All 99%ers get shipped out. We're going to be behind that Mexican wall they're going to build.
Yeah, right.
You think he's going to tax his own people, the rich people?
No.
No, of course not. The ones that can afford the taxes?
Mm-mm. What president that takes office isn't rich? Yeah.
They're always rich.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever heard of a ex-president in poverty?
No, because they have to have millions upon millions of dollars just to run for president. Just
well, that's not no, that's not true. That's what the investors do. Like they go around lobbying for
monies,
right? For monies, yeah. And look at all the duckses in the sky. What the fuck is wrong with you, money? Yeah, they go around, you know, lobbying for money.
Contributions, funds.
Right, exactly. And that's what gets them into the office. They get a salary, a yearly. I don't remember what it is. It's like
$475,000.
I don't know what it is now. I mean, I remember back in the day it was like $200,000 or something. I don't know what it is now. But whatever the case may be, I'm sure they make, you know, under the table shit from all kinds of illegal.
Probably.
You know, stuff that we don't fucking know about. You know, I'm sure. Obama,
like cock
when he's
fighting.
At-
Say that again slower.
Shut up.
Now I just had a mental vision of Obama have with a cockfighting ring in the basement of the White House.
And then they're ignorant motherfuckers like you.
And he's like, it's just in my nature.
Is that how he talks?
It's racist. It's
just in my nature.
He's Hitchbot.
Oh, okay. But... Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they make a cut here and there from, you know, people they help out, like CEOs of major companies that invested, help them out by giving them, who knows, if it's like a contract they give them for something, they'll probably be like, here you go. Here's
that seems illegal.
Well, I mean, I don't know the laws, but I'm not rich, so I'll never know.
Touché.
They'll never tell
you. He's got to use those funds for... You know, he can't use them for anything else.
No. Once he's out of office.
Oh, when he's out of office, they get everybody
that he's helped while he was in office. What he does in office, what you see on TV and read in the papers and online, that's just part of what he does. Oh, he does other shit that's not newsworthy because it's basically under the mat type shit.
Cockfighting.
Right. Cockfighting. So he helps the cockfighting corporation get a cockfighting contract, and whatever money they make from that contract that he allowed them to get.
Right.
Or his people allowed him to get, he gets a cut.
See of the cockfighting ring.
Of the cockfighting contract.
Cock ring.
He gets a cock ring from the cockfighting.
So Obama's got a cock ring. Got it.
Right.
It's big, too. It's a hula hoop.
Oh, my God. Chris Christie's running for president too, right?
He don't have a shot.
But nah, is he a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't have a shot. Although I hope he's gone, like just gets out of here for good, because as long as he's around here, they'll never legalize marijuana.
He wants to make it illegal across America.
Yeah,
though.
I know. Yeah. But I just want him to leave office, period. I don't want him to get into any other office.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
He is.
He's not going to make, like...
I still can't get that picture out of my head when he threw out the first pitch at a Yankee game.
And he had a camel toe?
He had, like...
Moose knuckle.
No. This was like T-Rex knuckle.
Yeah,
no.
Because he had
his belly was in his pants.
Yeah.
You know, like his pants were buckled over the belly one. You could just see this. Like, he had no dick and balls. It was like gone. It was like halfway down his thigh, his gut that was in his pants.
Yeah, I know.
It was ridiculous
looking.
It was
fucking disgusting.
Like, don't you have any, like, I feel so bad for his family. It, like, his kids must be fucking embarrassed. Like, oh my God, my dad's a disgusting mess. Look
maybe
at him.
Maybe they joke with him.
With
maybe
his
it's
gunt.
Everything.
With yeah. his gawk. On yeah. the mound of fucking.
He looked like the penguin. Like the Danny
did.
DeVito
like
penguin.
If, like if the penguin yeah. donned a fucking Yankees uniform. Yeah, ridiculous.
Well, I don't think that he will get the Republican nomination.
He won't.
Yeah.
He won't. I don't know who will.
I have fucking no idea who will.
But it won't be him and it won't be Trump.
Who do they think the front runner is, even? Who's, like, the favorite?
I don't remember. I was reading it, like, about a month ago, who a lot of Republicans like, and I just don't remember.
Ben Carson?
No, but he's up there, though. He's one of the front runners.
That's such a generic fucking name. Ben Carson. I don't know. I wanted something better.
He's a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
He's not even a politician. He's just a doctor.
Maybe that's what we need.
Yeah, so he'll probably try to undo Obamacare while he's in office.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, honestly, Obama's seriously dropped the fucking ball.
Yeah, can't wait till he's out.
Soon. But they made year. But no, but they made Obamacare a law that can never be broken, right?
No.
No, it's not, it's a bill that was passed. It's in effect, but they can create another bill to kind of alter and then eventually get away from it. But it's going to take a long time to do something like that.
Okay.
And if Democrat wins, Obamacare ain't going anywhere.
No.
So.
Are you guys, do you even know? Like, do you have an idea who you're going to vote for yet? Or are you just waiting?
Oh, I know who I'm voting for.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Hitchpot.
Hitchpot. Yeah, what if Hitchpot won?
He's fucking Canadian. He's not allowed to run.
Oh, that's true. Be like, show us your birth certificate.
No, I'm honestly, I probably won't vote.
Mm.
I really don't.
I've done that before.
Yeah, I've done it so many times. Man. I've only voted twice in my life. I could care less.
I only voted twice, too.
I voted for...
Three times live.
I voted for Gore.
Right. Against Bush, you voted. Doesn't matter who you voted for. It was against Bush.
I voted for Gore, and I voted for Clinton.
Yeah. I voted for Ralph Nader once.
So why'd
you
waste your time?
You fucked it up, then. He's the one who fucks up the Democrats.
Yeah. I know.
Every fucking... Not now, but... The up until he stopped running.
Why vote for somebody who has no chance of winning?
The independent.
Because his name was Nader. That's why. Because it was different. It wasn't a...
Oh, shut the fuck
because
up.
Because I'm Missy Carr and I'm different.
It wasn't Ben Carson.
No, because I think it was the Al Gore, George Bush.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
I voted for Darth Nader.
The second time I voted, I like super cared and stayed up like all night watching.
Who'd you vote for?
John Kerry.
That didn't work.
No, he lost. But I stayed up, like, I kept going to sleep and waking up and see if he won any more states. Because, remember, it was so close.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bush made him recount Florida or something.
No, that was the Gore one.
That was the Gore one?
Yeah, Kerry wasn't that close.
Kerry was pretty close, though. But not as close as the Gore.
Kerry
John
lost
was.
By a decent amount. Not a lot, but he lost by enough to where there's no bullshit recount. Yeah. That Gore thing, they had the recount.
Yeah.
With all the Chads.
Yeah.
Dimpled Chads. Which, by the way, if you ever watch Recount on HBO, it's fucking great. It's one of the best HBO-made movies ever. Dennis Leary is awesome in that movie. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't think Hillary can lose. Although, she's got a lot against her because nobody's happy with Obama's work.
Right. And they think that she's just going to be like Obama.
I don't think
she's a fan of Obama at all.
Well, no, she's not. Yeah. No, she's not. But that doesn't mean anything. I'm talking about the party.
Right.
The one upside is you get Bill back in the office for four more years. You know?
He's
going to be the first lady.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I'll take the second lady and the third lady. He's going to go right back to his shenanigans, except instead of the Oval Office.
He's so fucking old, though.
We already established you'd still fuck him today.
I would.
Right.
He was on the cover of Time magazine this week with George Bush, and he's super old though.
Listen, everybody ages.
He's like 80. He's got to be right.
Not 80. I don't think.
No, he's not 80.
He looks old. He looks weathered.
No, he's
right up your alley.
No, I like a baby.
Bill was like in his 40s when he was president, so he's probably in his early to mid 60s. Mid-60s. He's not even 70.
No?
No. Maybe he's late 60s.
Late 60s.
I know he was in his 40s when he was president. He was like, I think at the time he was the youngest president.
Really?
And then Obama became the youngest president.
Drop some knowledge.
Yeah, you do that. Go look on your TV-sized phone for...
Yeah.
on your unlimited plan, it doesn't work.
Listen, I forgot how much I got shoddy service here because we haven't done
it. So, you know what's funny? You're full of shit because you had shoddy service at both houses he had.
I know.
Everywhere go, you have shoddy service.
I know why?
Because you have a
shitty fucking phone.
But
service.
I have great service everywhere else in the world.
I don't believe it.
No, doubt it.
And not to mention, you don't go everywhere.
He's 68.
Else. Told you.
He's like 80. He's really old.
Yo, homie looks old.
So do you, but you're not fucking
I do not. I look young. Fuck you.
The clothes you wear look young, but the person in it doesn't.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
It's like Leatherface in a sundress.
Oh, there we go. No! Pizza face. Call me pizza face. At least you're doing it while I'm here.
Listen, there's no need to jump on Missy Krueger right now.
Oh, there we go.
I'm joking. Fuck you.
Welcome to prime time, bitch.
No, I'm joking.
Dicks. So anyway, Bill Clinton is old as fuck.
But you'd still do him at 68.
I don't know.
Would you fondle his old balls?
Hey, miss, just wait one more year. I'll be 69. I couldn't even get it out without laughing.
Hillary looks like shit, too.
Oh, Hillary looked like shit when she was 20. She looked like a bulldog when she was a teenager.
She would have sex with Jared from Subway when she was a teenager.
Huh? What?
Like, that's what I would picture Jared from Subway fucking. That is like Hillary Clinton.
A bulldog.
No. Hillary Clinton when she was like in her 20s.
Yeah, except she'd have to be 16.
I know,
or
but
younger.
I wasn't trying to go there. Yeah.
It's okay. We didn't do it. Jared did it. We're allowed to talk about it.
Jared may have killed it.
Right.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Let's not bury this guy just yet.
Yeah, we always have to say allegedly.
No, actually, we
I mean,
can bury
Subway
this guy right
this.
Now. Like, well, they actually, it was a mutual split.
Really?
Yeah. Before
they said
he got,
get out, and he said okay.
Before
mutual.
No, before it came out that he, you know, they found evidence. Originally, what happened was that the guy that was the head of his charity organization that
they found
stuff on his computer. The guy that was head of the charity foundation. So because of all the bullshit that was going on, Subway and Jared had a meeting, and they said, you know, until this gets cleared up, we're just going to suspend, you know, any whatever. And he was like, yeah, that's fine, because he knew he was guilty.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's like Cosby getting a call from Coke and Jell-O. Listen, Cos, we're going to have to suspend our contract. Well, why?
He was working to put a fucking date rape drug in every Jell-O on the planet.
Yeah, every fucking pudding pop had like a Mickey in it.
Oh, my God.
So.
Dude, what's with all these men being sexual deviants?
Well, the women are sexual deviants when they're teachers.
Oh, that's true.
So.
They're getting hotter and hotter.
Yeah, what the fuck were they when we were in high school?
I don't know.
They were fucking 16. Getting fucked by Jared. That's why it's cyclical. That's why they became fucking
deviant.
You got
deviant. The sick part, right?
Yeah.
Cyclical.
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 It's public. So anyway. Yeah, that should be interesting. Are you going to vote for Hillary?
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured you would. Most women. You know what? I think if anything, probably it's obvious that we'll have more female votes ever.
Listen, this is the problem with bitches, all right? They never like to see other women succeed, so that could work against Hillary Clinton. It actually worries me, to be honest with you.
No, if it comes to men, it's when they get catty. Not so much.
I don't know, man.
You're not talking, but you're talking about women that can never be in this woman's position.
Doesn't matter. They're jealous.
No, I don't think so. There's a
I
line.
Think it's woman power,
yeah,
girl power.
Yeah, there's a line. No, there's
a line.
Is it
different because she's a lesbian? Allegedly?
Well, if she was
we'll
a
definitely
real
have the
life,
most lesbian votes ever in
if she
history.
Was a full fledged, like, out of the closet lesbian, she would definitely win.
You know how,
what?
Like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd
about
lose
that.
Half this country just on the Christian right bullshit.
And the women's vote.
Women's vote
win.
Does not beat the
it's
Christian.
Not outnumber
vote.
The Christian.
Yeah. You're
Christian.
Yeah. You know how all the presidential Christian. Candidates, they do the, you know, like it started with what's his face?
Nixon.
They do, yeah, they do the peace sign and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, she's going to turn around. She's going to be like, ah!
That would be awesome.
And all the women will be doing it back. Ah! The cunnilingus symbol.
Yeah.
For you audio people out there that can't see us.
Hold on, get Periscope and do it again.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, right in the fucking camera. Ah! No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm really looking forward to the comedy, especially like all these shows. Like, well, Jon Stewart's going to be gone for a little while until he comes back on. What's he doing after this? He's doing regular TV or something?
I think so.
Yeah, once he comes back, you know, all the shit that's going to the fucking talk shows are going to be great with all the political shit. I'm a big fan of John Oliver's show on HBO, so I'm looking forward to all the new material he's going to be coming out with. All right, you guys want to take a break?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We're going to take a break. Donate some money. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You want to talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
We're back.
Anybody else excited for Dr. Dre's new album?
I'm excited for Straight Outta Compton.
I can't wait.
I'm excited for the movie as well. It's like next week, isn't it?
Yeah, next Friday, I think.
The 14th.
Fucking A. Yeah, I'm stoked for it.
Anybody going?
Fuck yeah.
I got something to say.
I am. I'm going to, we talked about it last week, Marco. I'm going to go in a predominantly black neighborhood. Because.
You get raped, good.
Are you going to wear your cube leggings?
No, they're not cubes, they're biggies.
Well, where?
I thought you had one of everybody.
No,
wear your biggie leggings so you still have street cred.
Wear your Dre leggings.
I wish I had Dre leggings.
Got my chronic leggings.
She's got.
Oh my God, do you guys want to hear a story of what happened to me on Friday night?
Does it involve your biggie leggings?
No, but
she fucked Dr. Dre and Ice Cube.
It involves the hood.
Okay.
So I went to a J. Cole concert on Friday with Young Mike. And
J. Cole?
J. Cole. I love J. Cole.
Yeah, he's related to Kenneth.
Shut up.
Okay.
It was my favorite concert of the year so far.
Cole Hauser.
It beat out Foo Fighters.
What beat out Foo Fighters?
J. Cole beat out Foo Fighters?
Well, no, hold on a second. Dude, look where it's coming from.
I know.
Yeah. I love
this
J. Cole.
This is
fucking
where,
blood pressure.
Take it easy. This Jesus is where Christ. I can safely say, and anyone listening can safely say, you're an idiot.
It was a
I'd rather listen to Cole Hamels.
No shit, yeah.
Listen, Jake. Who the fuck is Jake Cole?
I don't mind going to Texas.
Yeah, he's a big fucking fro.
So? Do you know his music?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit, but
it's not better than... He'll never sell more albums than Foo Cole.
I'm not saying that he fucking will. I'm saying his show was better than the Foo Fighters show to me. Specifically.
Yeah, I know. But Mickey. You're also... This is the same woman who thinks Kings of Leon's the best ever.
Exactly. So everything is subjective, goddamn. Right.
Everything that guy just says bullshit.
Thank you. Cole.
So anyway, so me and Young Mike are there. Cole. Oh, shit. I just got it out of my head, too. Fuck, it's going to be there for like 3 weeks now.
Cole. I'll get it out for you right now. Ready?
On my own. Here we go.
What?
So we go to J. Cole. We're like hanging out, watching the show, and we're like, oh, let's go get a beer real quick. It's 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They're not selling beer anymore. So we're like, fuck. So we watch the rest of the show. We leave.
Were they selling Cole 45?
They were selling water.
Fodies.
They were selling water.
Water.
So after the show got done at 11, we went over to Victor's and just had a couple beers or whatever, and then left that and went to take the train home because we took the train over. And we missed the last train. So what the fuck do you think I thought would be a good idea to do?
Sleep at the train station?
No.
Hitchhike.
No. But you're close. Hitchbot, yes. But. No, walk. I'm like, oh, let's just walk. So we're walking for like 45 minutes until we get into the depth of the ghetto of Camden. And I'm like, all right, maybe we should call a cab or something. So I start putting in my phone, like, maybe it's not that far.
Going to Uber. The screen's just blank. There's not a single Uber car around.
When did you go? When was
Friday.
This?
Friday.
You should have called me.
Why?
I would have not picked up.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not really worried about it. So it said it was going to take like 2.5 hours to get home if we kept walking. So we're like, fuck this. So this cab, he calls a cab. They come and get us. It's a fucking guy has an oxygen machine. And then this like his like 16-year-old friend or something. And they're totally ghetto. They don't even have the meter on. They're just driving with us in it.
So, so you were kidnapped by Darth Vader.
Pretty much. Essentially, we were. Dude, guess where we were at when we finally got picked up? We were at
Camden.
Ferry and Mountie from Ave.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's a good neighborhood.
That is like, I was like, no, I started bugging. Yeah, there were so many, like, I counted.
Shit, Negro.
I counted 27 cats, like stray cats.
What?
I was counting cats because at that point I was just like, why are there so many fucking cats everywhere? So anyway, they pick us up and they're taking us to the Ashland train station. But he kept driving, kept saying, I'm going to Lindenwald. So he makes a wrong turn where he shouldn't. And I'm like, yo, where are you going? Like, there's no like exit out of here. And he's just like not listening to me at all. Mm-hmm. He's in a trailer park. He starts just driving.
What was the word?
Home.
I know. I was like, oh my God, we're in a trailer park.
What was the weather like on Friday?
It was beautiful. Why?
I was just curious if you guys were like, you know.
Wet.
Yeah, like all, everything just happened. Like all the worst shit was out of
there. I was like, oh, let's just take a nice little walk through Camden like an asshole.
You're stupid.
I am stupid.
You could have got fucking. Go ahead.
I know. I actually walked through Camden by myself once and made it to Gloucester and alive.
That's nuts.
Fuck you. So anyway, in the process of him getting out of the trailer park, he rams backs the shit into someone else's car and just like smashes it. And he's like, oh, it's fine. And just keeps driving. And
we're like,
what the fuck? And then he eventually ended up charging us like $50, I think, for the cab ride.
Jesus.
I was just like, let us out now. Let us get the fuck
the
out of here.
The irony to this story, that car was stolen 5 minutes before they got picked up. Hey, look, there's some people who, well, pick them up!
Pick up those two white people right there, standing on the corner of Ferry and Mountie from...
What's wrong with you?
You know what? I don't think properly sometimes. When we got...
Sometimes.
When we got in the cab, I said that to Mike. I was just like, I don't think fully a lot.
Well, what's he saying to you?
He's just following my lead. Like, at this point, he's
dude,
like...
Dude, don't follow her
he's
lead.
He's from Philly.
Wait, who's this? Your
young Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your boo?
My boo.
Okay. He followed your lead?
Well, I was just like, oh, it'll be fine. I didn't
he was like, she's an adult.
You're a fucking asshole. She's an
Missy, adult. Hold my hand. We're crossing the street.
What do I... Wow.
Yeah.
I question this guy's sanity.
No, well, then once I started getting worried...
Does he talk to himself?
No. Okay. He's way more normal than I am.
A black man follows me everywhere when it's sunny.
No, he's from Philly, though. So he's like, he thinks everything looks fine. And I did, but it started getting shady.
Right.
It was okay. It was a very nice neighborhood.
It was shady?
And then it started to get really bad.
Black.
Well, no, it was like every 5 seconds, it's like, I got coke. And it's like, I got this. There were people on bikes just driving by us real slow, like,
mm-hmm.
Coke, Coke. And I'm just like,
you black son of a bitch.
I'm like, just keep fucking. Then I started panicking. I was just like, I'm going to do drugs by the end of the night.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker.
I was close at one point. I started, like, my palms started sweating. I was like, we need to go. You're right. We need to call a cab. And he's like, okay.
I was just like, all I see is eyes and teeth. You don't belong here. Darknesses.
So that was just a side note story real quick.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I have a little piece of advice for your boy.
Uh-huh.
Just do what men have been doing for thousands of years and punch the woman.
Puncher!
He needs to run.
Shut up.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, man. That's just wrong. What, I don't understand. What made you decide to just walk?
Because we had missed the train.
So why didn't you just call a cab to begin with?
Because I thought that we, it was going to be, it was so nice out.
That doesn't mean anything.
Would that change the neighborhood?
Does that no, not only that, does that change the speed in which you'll get to your destination?
No, I thought we were going to be able to make it to ferry. I thought we were going to be able to walk.
You ferry.
All the other trains are open 24 hours. I don't know why the main.
Because it's in the ghetto.
Right. Well, I didn't realize that, so I figured it's we could like walk to the next train
the
station.
The train literally goes into the ocean rather than going to Camden.
Where did you get off? By Rutgers?
Right at Broadway, right at the main terminal, the bus terminal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I heard about the ruckus.
But it said that it would go to the ferry one, and the ferry one was in the ghetto, so I was like, oh, we'll just walk to the ferry one.
I'm sorry, refresh my memory again. Where were you guys leaving from that you missed?
Susquehanna Bank Center.
Okay.
So, you're a nitwit.
So we went to Broadway. It was done. The last train came at 12:03. It was like 12:20. So I was like, oh, we'll just walk to the ferry line.
Why don't you guys just stop at the prison and just sleep there till the next morning?
No.
At least it's secure.
Yeah, right?
No. I thought it would, the ferry one, and in the process, I found out that the ferry one was also closed.
What? I don't understand.
So then that's when I was like, all right, we should call a cab because the ferry one is closed too. And then the next one after that is Collingswood. Maybe it would have took us forever to get
no,
there.
No, I got you, but I mean, to walk through Camden.
I've done it before and I lived, you know.
That doesn't mean you're going to live again.
Plus, we were going out all the way to the left by Cooper, and it looked really nice at first, but it got progressively worse. It was very nice at first, and then it got worse and worse and worse.
I mean, it's funny because I just saw on the news yesterday there's a woman who got attacked in Queen Village. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you see the security camera from I guess it was a jewelry store, and you see this woman just running down the sidewalk, and then like 2 seconds later, you see this guy running after her, and he just slams her into the ground.
Jesus Christ!
And then I guess he robbed her, and he starts going the other way, and then he stops, turns around, and goes back, and he slams her again.
What the fuck?
And he took her cell phone and shit like that.
Now, young Mike says the whole time he said that you guys should have called the cab.
He did. In his defense, he did keep saying it.
All right. Well,
all right. Good. So he's smart.
Mike,
no, I'm telling you, he's smarter than me.
Mike,
for sure.
Well, no.
Well, then why don't you listen to him for once?
Yeah, you know.
Stop leading the kid into disaster.
Yeah, Mike, listen.
Because you know what happens? When somebody fucks with you guys, he's the one that's going to get into some shit,
You're going to get him killed.
No, I didn't think that was going to happen. Like I said, it was a nice neighborhood. Mike. Once it started to get really bad, I was like, all right.
All right, listen up,
you're
young.
You're right. Fucking, let's call
a cab. Young,
listen
and
up.
I said, you're right, let's call a cab.
Right, but by then, the damage was done.
No, we just hit Ferry and Mountie from Ave.
It's not just another city in New Jersey. Yeah. It's the murder capital of the United States.
I understand that.
There's a woodpecker in this dude.
I understand that. I'm not arguing that fact, but.
You should never even.
There was a lot of cops where we were walking and shit.
Oh, sure.
They didn't fucking stop and wonder what the guy, you guys
were
doing.
Well, no, you know the old saying in Camden, it's the white people we have to worry about. Yeah. They're crazier than.
I'm surprised they didn't stop and fucking.
I'm shocked they didn't stop. Yeah.
They didn't.
The cop like drives by, rolls down the window, is like, are you fucking crazy?
I was hoping that they did, so I could say, can you give us a ride to the ferry up?
Two white people walking around Camden, the only thing you're there for is drugs.
I literally said that to young Mike at one point. I was like,
well, no, she could have been a prostitute.
True.
I wasn't dressed like a prostitute at all.
You're always dressed like a prostitute.
Fuck you. No,
why do you think young Mike wanted you?
Oh, shut up.
That's the hottest prostitute I've ever seen.
He left $100 on a dresser.
Oh, my God.
Her meter was running that night.
Dick,
from his piggy bank.
Dick,
he broke the
dick,
piggy
dick,
bank
dick,
open
dick,
and all
dick,
the change
dick,
came
dick,
out.
Dick. So anyway, I even said that. Like, I'm really surprised no cops had stopped and been like, yo, where are you going? Because I was thinking Ferry Ave wasn't that far. And they would have just hitched, like, let us get a ride with them. And they didn't. They just kept staring at us.
Who, the cops?
Yeah.
Cops don't give rides. They're not taxis.
They did it for my brother before.
They give rides to people that they think is, you know.
In danger.
No.
Are arrested.
People who might have a sleeve, if you will.
All right. But yeah, so. Listen. Christ.
Judging by the way cops have been acting lately, I feel safer around the drug dealers.
Your boyfriend needs to realize that even though he may be younger in age, he's actually older and wiser in brain.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Because if his first instinct was, we should probably call a cab, he was right. His instinct was right.
That's the
your
difference
instinct
between,
was wrong.
That's the difference between being 25 and 35. At 25, you're like, eh, maybe we should get a cab. At 35, you're like, bitch, we're getting a cab. Don't fucking move.
He's probably sitting there like, I should have brought my Porsche car bed. Could have slept on the way home.
You're going to get this guy killed.
No, lesson learned. Experience is the greatest teacher. Blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Shut up.
Dingbat.
Dingbat? What the fuck?
Dingbat.
Anyway.
I got shot twice. Experiences.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's doing it again. Right. Yeah. Her boyfriend's on a fucking respirator.
Right.
What do you have to say about it, young Mike? Beep. Beep.
Listen.
I would invest in Kevlar, Mike. If you're going to go out with this woman, she's going to get you shot.
You think he's going to realize you're a fucking mess eventually?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone does.
You must have the golden vagina.
I was going to say your tongue must like morph into four of them. What? When you give head, because I just don't see the appeal in staying with a stupid person.
Listen.
It's got to get annoying at some point. Like, bitch, are you crazy?
It does. Through Camden? It does, but at the same time, can you imagine the stories he gets to tell his friends? Yo, you got to hear the dumb shit this bitch said last week.
Yeah, but his friends are probably like, yo, dude, are you fucking nuts? You need to drop this bitch.
Oh, man.
She's trouble. She's going to get you shot.
Drop grandma.
Yeah.
Listen. Fuck you. I've never, ever.
How's
ever.
The gilf doing?
I'm not a grandmother. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Christ. Fucking poor guy's going to get that. Can we use murdered in that context, Chris?
Yes.
That I murdered someone?
Young Mike will get murdered in this relationship one way or the other.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, no shit. Dude, did you let him know that a lot of your exes are dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, listen. Have you ever seen the movie The Ring? It's very similar. Instead of a videotape, it's a whore.
Oh, my God.
I fucked this bitch. I'm going to die in 12 days.
Meep, meep.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, this poor,
next week
this...
to start the show. So I'm single.
Yeah, this poor fucking guy. I feel bad for him.
Oh, poor you.
Listen, it's not like every day some crazy shit going on, all right?
Listen, it's over now. You're fine. He's fine. No problem. Nonetheless, it was poor judgment. That's all. Really. That's all it comes down to. It was poor judgment. And if any lesson is learned from this, like you said, you learn your lesson, blah, blah, blah. The lesson is never listen to you. Ever.
That's not true. I'm very wise at points. Just with
what point?
With
what? Needle point? What point are you talking about? The point of the heroin needle that you inject between each other's toes? What are you talking about?
Huge heroin fan.
Listen.
What point?
I know that I have issues with thinking that bad things are never going to happen to me, so I know I need to stop
Your
that.
Whole life is a bad thing that happens constantly.
It's a putain at this one.
I mean, I guess if you're saying you think nothing bad will ever happen to you in an extreme way, like death or decapitation.
No,
or,
like violent. Like violence.
Yeah, but I mean... You've been, if anything, you've just been lucky, you know?
Well,
but you've made so many poor decisions, like firing a firearm in a basement high on cocaine. You know?
I was not high on cocaine.
You're worse than like,
I was drunk.
You're worse than fucking Wesley Snipes in what the fuck's that called? What's that movie called with Ice-T?
New Jack City.
New Jack City, yeah. You're like,
Jesus
you're worse
Christ.
Than Nino Brown.
Nino Brown.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Frank White is afraid of her. Yeah, I mean, your decisions are definitely questionable.
And then you're going to bring this kid down with you.
Yeah. I'm going to bring him down.
Does he watch Ray Donovan? You see what happened to Terry?
We balance each other well.
Yeah.
He's smart and you're stupid.
Yeah, he's the yin to your stupid.
I like adventure.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's probably like, great, I'm dating Indiana Jones.
He probably thought he was going to get this mature woman, got her shit together.
Listen, I've never had the fact that I was insane.
Huh?
I've never had the fact that I was
That's
insane.
That's good. At least
ever.
He knows. At least he knows.
No.
Up front.
Is he a fixer? Does he think he can fix you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think he cares about any of that shit.
If she dies, she dies.
Yeah. Kinda.
Next. Wow. That's crazy. This poor guy.
He's just banging.
You know what the worst
woman.
Part? Wait, this was from after a concert? That young, what was it?
J. Cole.
Yeah. You know, that was the worst part of the night for me, to listen to shitty music.
Dude, J. Cole was amazing.
He would have rather did a Die Hard with a Vengeance and wear that fucking billboard.
He would have rather heard gunshots.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he would have rather walked around with a billboard that said, I hate black people, like Die Hard with a Vengeance. Nature boy here hates me. He's going to have to take his car in and get bulletproof. His car bulletproof, his car bed.
When does it stop?
He already has the Batmobile.
When she's dead.
When does it stop?
Sanity.
It doesn't. Stupidity. It doesn't. She's 35 years old and she's still like this. It doesn't stop. You say that when you're in your young 20s or mid 20s. At some point, it's like, okay, it's set in concrete. It's not going anywhere.
Don't you look around and say, man, I really want to be a professional.
This is exactly why I know that you will never be a mother. This is one of the reasons why. What?
Like what, a fucking accountant?
Something.
No, but this is why she can't be a mom. Look at the poor decisions she makes. She's going to drag her poor kids to fucking J. Cole. Number one, then she's gonna make them walk through Camden, you know, and white babies are pretty pricey on the black market.
You can get a lot for a white baby.
Yeah,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I don't know. It's just it doesn't. It's not very motherly.
I would never do that.
You remember?
Yeah.
What movie? Jay and Silent Bob, where she leaves Jay in the car. I'll be right back. She goes in to get cigarettes or whatever. And then the guy's like, what kind of mother leaves her fucking kid? I'm like, fuck you. You're that person that leaves the kid in the car in a 100-degree day.
I would never
the window cracked.
Do that.
She'd take the dog in the store and leave the kid in the car.
Oh, my God. Never, ever do that.
Then Ozzy died. Not my dog, my son.
She leaves him in a car while she goes to see some shitty band.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So she doesn't get a ticket from the parking authority. She leaves the kid in there.
Mommy, be right back, young Mike Jr.
Oh, my God.
The only reason why young Mike's not there is because she had him killed off by her stupid decisions. I'm telling you, man, run. Fucking run.
Listen, I've also told him to run.
Yeah, you obviously didn't make that clear. Do you say this when he's in a drug-induced state? Or
No,
I think, no, I'm not saying he's the one who's doing it. I'm thinking you drug him.
Jesus Christ.
She tells him to run when he's balls deep in her fucking bag. Yeah. That's when he fucking says it.
When his balls are bouncing off her ass, like, yeah. You need to run.
You need to go. Yeah. I'm going to ruin your life too, young Mike.
Oh my God, I don't ruin anybody's life. Jesus Christ.
No, you just end them.
Oh my God.
No, you definitely ruin nights and weekends.
Oh, my God.
And shore houses.
Get over there.
The Black Widow.
Yeah, the Black Widow.
I'm not the Black Widow. God damn it.
We're going to see in the news that a Porsche car bed crashed.
Like a belly limber.
Just a sheet over the bed.
They use
That's pretty convenient to cover the dead body.
They use his own sheet to cover him up.
It's got like Fast and Furious print on it. Just pull it right over. Oh, look, the Vin Diesel head just rests nicely right on his face.
Oh, God.
That's pretty ironic. There's Paul Walker over top of it.
Oh, my God.
Pulled a Paul Walker. It was a car fire. Smoking in bed.
So let's talk about Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, let's talk about Ronda Rousey. Someone who actually makes good decisions.
There we go. Let's talk about this
and
badass
does
them
quick.
Bitch.
Ronda Rousey, that is the perfect description. She is a badass.
She is a badass.
That girl is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
She puts a hurting on bitches worse than fucking Michael Jackson's dad. and Ike Turner. She really does. We were talking about this on the break. Like, it's amazing how attractive she is when she's not fighting. And then when she dons the fucking gloves and mouthpiece and
she's got that
man
resting,
shorts.
She got that resting bitch face ready to kill somebody.
Yeah,
man. She's got an ultimate resting bitch face.
She's like a
bubble. Yeah, but
ball.
It's not only that. I think the mouthpiece has a lot
the
to
mouthpiece.
Do with it. She looks like an ape when she has the mouthpiece in.
Yeah.
It just, yeah. But she's so hot outside
she is
the
hot.
Ring.
Her body is so insane.
Although I have to say, I'm not into the whole muscular girl thing.
Me neither, but it's something about her, like
when she's not
middle area that's super awesome.
When she's not training, and she like kind of because she's explained this before. When she's training really hard for a fight, you know, that's when she's all ripped and like bulky and stuff. Mm-hmm. But when she's like in an off season and not training, like for instance, when she's doing like a movie, she's doing a different kind of training. So she gets a little softer looking. And I don't mean softer like chubby. I mean softer
like slender more.
Softer as in she loses a little bit of the definition.
Okay.
She still has the flat stomach.
Is she an actress?
Yeah. She was in Expendables 3. Oh. She was in
Entourage.
The Entourage movie.
She looked good in Entourage.
Yeah. She looked good in the Expendables movie, especially in the first scene when they show her. She was the bouncer at the bar. Mm-hmm. She's wearing like a red dress.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
yeah,
dude. Really?
Yeah.
She looked good as shit.
But, she's hot.
Yeah. But she's scary too. Like she's intimidating. I'm intimidated by her just seeing her on the TV. I could imagine, you know, seeing her in person. You know, even though I would probably tower her and obviously outweigh her, I would be afraid of her. That's probably the one woman I would seriously.
And that chick got personal with her, so she was looking.
Well, she made a comment
about her family, right?
Yeah. Well,
her dad committed suicide.
Her dad committed suicide when she was 8 years old, and this woman made a joke saying, you know, after the fight, she's probably, you know, I hope she doesn't go and kill herself, which was like an indirect shot at the fact that her dad killed himself.
Right. That's
so
fucked up.
When she heard that, I was like, oh shit. Like, cause she was crying when she was being interviewed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no, this girl actually got into her head. This could be bad, you know? And I'm like, I'm looking at this Brazilian chick and she looks like a dude. Like, I would imagine this is what Pedro looks like. Right? And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, this chick can't be the next champ, you know, like she can't dethrone Rousey, you know, my friend calls her Arouse Me, Ronda Arouse Me. And you know, I was like, wow, she's really emotional. This chick got into her head, you know, she may lose. And then she says, the worst thing I heard was, I'm not going to finish this quick. I'm going to torture her and extend the fight. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope her trainer's telling her the smart thing. Like, no, end it as soon as you can. Because, you know, all I would have to say is Tyson Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's the only thing I would have to say is Tyson Douglas. Think of that, and you won't do that. Like, sure enough, she fucking, what was it, 34 seconds?
Yeah. 34 seconds.
She told her not to cry when she walked by. Because during the press conference, during the weigh-in, that woman was screaming in her face. And she was talking in, like, Portuguese. And she translated it. It was telling her, you don't fucking cry when I beat you. Don't cry. So when she knocked her out, she turned around and said, don't cry. Walked away. You
that girl's a bad
She's
motherfucker.
A bad
motherfucker.
And that girl's brother threw a Brazilian flag in her face on the way to the ring.
I didn't see that. I didn't watch the
fight. There's no video of it, but she said this whatever her name's brother came up to me and threw a flag
her
in
name's
my
like
face. Bethe?
No, it's actually pronounced Beish.
Beish?
Yeah, it's almost like bitch.
All
it's like
Beish.
Carithi? Something. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, she got
Brazilian
her
names.
She got her ass whooped.
Yeah. Yeah, and
she did.
What was really cool is she dedicated the fight to Roddy Piper,
yeah,
which was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, ha, check that out.
But she called him and asked to use his name, and they became friends.
Oh, like really? I didn't know that.
She asked to use Rowdy.
Okay.
Rowdy, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
And they became friends.
Rowdy, Roddy Piper.
I think she was his last podcast guest, because he had a podcast on the podcast. Yeah. And they were friends. And they talked like right before he died, a couple days before he died.
That sucks. That's a sin.
Yeah, rest in peace, Piper. He was one of my favorites.
I love Piper.
Yeah.
Now, what about this? What about this chick now that, well, she looks like she's supposed to be a chick, but Cyborg.
Oh, fuck her. She's a loser. That bitch couldn't fight without the drugs.
Yeah, that's a rally.
She can't.
Yeah, get off the steroids and make weight, and then we'll
talk. But she's basically like any other athlete that failed after getting clean. You know, like, look at some of the football players that stopped using, like, Bosworth.
Yep.
Bosworth was a beast on steroids. When he stopped using, he was a fucking piece of gauze. He was useless. He was tits on a nun. And, you know, she can't compete at that high level because she's been training her whole life on performance-enhancing drugs. She gets caught. She loses the belt. She now has to take more drug tests, stay clean. She's never trained for that, you know, high level of competition on just regular training.
She's going to try.
She's going to try, and she may even get the shot, but she's going to get murdered.
She's going to catch a fucking beating.
Yeah, she's going to get murdered. You know what? I will not be surprised if Ronda Rousey tries to literally break her arm. Like,
she would.
No. On purpose. Like,
Didn't she break Tate's arm too?
I think she dislocated. I don't think she broke
it. She dislocated. Yeah, she wouldn't submit. She wouldn't submit.
Well, no. Misha Tate's proud and she's hot too. But regardless, I think this is going to be just as, you know, meaningful as this fight she just had, in the sense that, you know, because Cyborg is a joke to the sport, in a sense of, you know, look, you're a cheater. And it's, you know, you all you did was bulk up like a dude. That's why you can bench press 400 pounds, because you got fucking needle
this
marks.
This person's name is Cyborg.
That's what she goes by. She's another Brazilian.
She doesn't speak a lick of English.
I mean, I'm not knocking the Brazilian. There's a lot of hot Brazilian chicks. Unfortunately, none of them are MMA fighters.
Does she call Rousey Cupcake?
Yeah, she has like weird nickname. I don't know. She's a fucking weirdo. She's ugly as shit.
Oh, she's brutal. Oof. Watch a brute.
Yeah, big time. Gargoyle.
But that fight'll do huge numbers.
Oh, it doesn't matter who she fights. She could fight. I don't know, a fucking chick in a wheelchair. It's gonna get major, major money because it's Ronda Rousey. She's the highest draw right now in MMA fighting. There's never been a more popular person than Ronda Rousey, man or woman. And now they're saying, pound for pound in MMA history, she probably is now the best fighter. Which, how can you disagree with that? She doesn't give anybody a chance to fuck. I mean, she comes in there dropping bombs, and if they get to the ground, she pulls their arms out. Like, how do you defend against that? You need to shoot her. You know what, Missy? Take her to Camden and walk. She'll still survive. You'll die.
She would probably save me. She would probably be that badass that she could save herself and me. Oh, God.
What? Can she stop bullets?
Yeah. She chokes them out. When they're fired from the gun, she like, just chokes them out. Yeah, she's obviously a real moneymaker for that company, but she's a draw, and fucking men, women, and kids love her. And how could you not?
She called out Mayweather, too.
She did at the award, the ESPYs. Yeah. And that was probably the best line of the year.
Yep.
She should get an award for that line. They should have brought her back on stage and said, here's another ESPY for the best fucking saying ever.
There's only one man that can knock out Ronda Rousey, and that's Bill Cosby.
Oh, shit.
Have this drink.
Yeah. He drugs her sports bottle. This vitamin water tastes so
She is
wait,
hot, though.
Wait.
Yeah, I like
pull
her.
Pull out a fucking roofie in your drink.
I would like to meet her.
She could choke me out anytime.
She'll break Missy's neck if she tries to go down on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's brutal. I watched, the HBO sports show with Brian Gumbel. And one of the guys was you know, interviewing her. And at some point, he got in the ring with her, the practice ring, and showing some moves. She was showing him some simple takedowns. She was being real gingerly with him. Mm-hmm. And he was still kind of like, I mean, he's an older guy, but he was like, you know, he was like, Jesus Christ, like, you know, this shit, I could see how this shit hurts, you know? And then she did like one thing at full speed. Well, no, like 70%. Dude, he was groggy. It was a takedown. It wasn't even like a move. She showed him
a judo takedown.
Yeah, showed him the arm bar that she does, and he was like, yeah. I think he shit a little. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get off, get off.
He shit a little, I think. Oh, I shit on myself. Yeah, she's brutal, man. I wanted to see the last fight on Saturday, but it was my girl's birthday, so we went out to dinner because a friend of mine, you know, asked to go see it over his house. And your brother called me or texted me over the weekend and said, hey, I know you're a UFC guy. You want to, you know, want to go out somewhere and watch it? And I'm like, I can't, you know, it's my girl's birthday. And if I don't do something, she'll Ronda Rousey me, you know, no, that's not true. But, yeah, it was just, I would have watched, and she would have watched it too. She loves Ronda Rousey. Everybody loves, like I said, even people that don't watch UFC love Ronda Rousey for one reason or another. But I don't know. I'm sorry. I just don't see her losing. Unless it's just a freak accident, I just don't see her losing.
Getting caught. I mean, anybody can get caught.
Mm. But she's been hit hard in the face, in the chin, and she doesn't
Misha
fucking...
Tate lasted one round with her, over one round.
Yeah.
The second fight, was it, I think? Yeah, the second fight.
Maybe? Something like that, yeah. But
she went more than one round. She hasn't done
but
that.
But it was mostly dodging her, though. Yeah. She was quick. She's more quick than Rousey is, and, you know, she kind of played a better defense. But anybody that tries to square up with her, forget it, dude. She's a fucking monster. She's got bombs, dude. She hits like a fucking dude.
Mm-hmm.
A big dude.
Yep.
And you know what's funny? I can only imagine how scared certain men are when they're around her. Like, I don't know who she dates, if she's dating or whatever. You know, she's admitted that she loves having sex before a fight. She thinks it's better to have sex than to not have sex.
I just came.
Great. Shampoo the rug. But yeah, I mean, she's, I can only imagine her boyfriend would be like so intimidated.
Right. You have to walk on eggshells around her.
Absolutely.
She like, probably goes out with other MMA, like those type of dudes, muscles and fucking fighters and.
You know, my question is, she was in The Expendables 3, and so was Mel Gibson. I wonder if she gave him a piece of her mind. Said, yeah, I heard the shit you did with that chick. You try that shit with me. Bring that shit to me, man.
Like, being in a relationship with her, remember we were talking last week about when you were younger Every move and your mom would beat you, and you'd, like, curse under your breath as you were walking away. Same thing with her. Like, you couldn't say, yeah, you're a fucking cunt.
No, but not only that, every move you make could be the wrong one. Like, you could bring her flowers for no reason. You'd be like, flowers? What are you, a fag? You know what I mean? Like, whoa. You know, like, then you're totally like, you know, you feel like less of a man.
Fucking faggot.
Her Wikipedia page says nothing about dating at all.
Her last boyfriend took naked pictures of her without her knowing in videos. And
where the fuck are they?
Yeah, well, I think she threatened to sue him or something.
They're six feet under with him.
Yeah, right. She planted him like 3 feet in his asshole.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow.
She was on a, she had an interview with someone on some news channel.
I would probably be Amish around her. I wouldn't have any technology or,
yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Yeah, like seriously, like how do you argue with Ronda Rousey? I mean, I'm sure she's a sweetheart in her own right, but
just like, don't get her mad.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hulk smash.
Right. Like she's gonna turn into the whole, she's like one of the Avengers for real. For real, yo. But I don't know. That's one girl, as attractive as she is, or I think that she is, I would be scared shitless to be around.
Yeah. I couldn't date her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't imagine having sex with her because she'd snap my dick off in a MMA move. She'd put my dick in a triangle choke.
I can imagine having sex with her, but I just blocked the rest of that shit out.
She just seems like a mean person in bed. Like, she'd probably, like, just when you're about to bust a nut, she'd just squeeze it and hold it and then start to squeeze your nuts at the same time. Be like, if you come, I'll kill you. Like, huh? You know, like, just...
She's a scary. She's scary as shit.
Don't mess with that bitch, man. I'll tell you what. You want to defeat ISIS? Send her over there. Send her over there. Tell them to put their fucking guns down. And she's like Scarface. I take your fucking bullets. She'll just get shot like 100 times and just keep going. Come on. She's brutal, man. She should have been the fucking Terminator, not aging ass Arnold. She should have been the new Terminator.
They already had that woman Terminator, didn't they?
She was hot.
She was hot.
She was smoking hot. Well, that movie sucked.
Yeah, that movie was garbage.
I can't imagine it was any worse than the movie that just came out. I heard that was terrible. Yeah. It made no money.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
It had like a good opening night, I think, a decent, but it just literally dropped off the face. Like, I think it's all ready for cable. I heard it was horrible. But Rhonda, man, that girl is just, she's fine, but she's dangerous. I'm curious to see if she ever like settles down. You know, that guy would be like on Barbara Walters all battered.
She beat me. Stop crying, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, stop the seat.
It's like Mike Tyson, Robin Givens. She was like mentally.
You know, there's an interesting pair. Right? Tyson, Rousey.
Oh,
who's the undercard?
Oh.
Yeah. Tyson now, Ronda now. Tyson, I'm sure, still packs a hell of a punch, but how long has he been in fighting shape, and how long has it been since he's thrown a real punch, you know? Does he still hit a bag or anything?
Fuck knows.
No, she'll probably fucking use his nuts like a speed bag.
Yeah, but boxing and MMA are completely different.
It's easier to get knocked out in MMA. Gloves are.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're completely different. Where all Mike Tyson can do is throw punches. That's all he's used to doing. She could do a variety of shit.
Yeah, I mean, he could sick his tiger on her.
I brought my tiger.
Would you rather get punched in the face by Ronda Rousey or Mike Tyson?
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
See, I got to go. Mike Tyson.
That'd be
Tyson.
The closest thing to sex I could have with her.
I got
to
go Tyson because it's. Even though it's Ronda Rousey, it's still embarrassing to get knocked out by a woman.
Not by her.
Yeah.
No. This is the one time I will not be sexist. It will not be embarrassing to get knocked out by Ronda Rousey. It'll be the most likely thing to happen. And I accept it already, and it's not going to happen.
When you wake up, there's a jellyfish in your pants.
Oh my God.
Is that your colostomy bag? I'm shitting blood. How did she burst my kidney from a punch in the face? I know, I'd rather get hit by. Only reason why, because if you're talking about a straight punch, I would say that Mike Tyson has more force behind his punch.
Mike Tyson will kill you.
Well, that's a good possibility, but also you'd have to have some serious surgery, whereas Ronda Rousey, you know, you might have a cracked jaw or a couple knocked out teeth, but I think Tyson could literally shatter your fucking face with a punch. Plus, his hand's got to be bigger than hers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I know he's not really that tall of a guy, but I mean, his hands must be swollen over the years from fighting. Whereas hers are probably more like sausages. Plus, I can just
grab a titty right before she punches you.
That girl would do some serious damage, but I'd rather take it.
Oh, what the fuck?
How dare you?
It came out of nowhere.
Is that a dragon? Jesus Christ.
Right? Jesus.
It came out of nowhere.
Doesn't even
bad.
Try to get away from the mic.
I did. You didn't see?
No!
I fucking skipped back and everything, you know? Oh, fuck, that hurt.
That hurt my ears.
You scared me.
Sorry. I tried.
That's fucked up.
Fuck, man. I don't know what happened.
I was out of nowhere. I was just looking at you, too. And then all of a sudden...
I have fucking no idea.
She's allergic to Ronda Rousey, apparently.
No, I love her. I think she's incredible.
Do you find her, like, incredibly
appealing?
Attractive?
Yes.
Like, is she your type? If you had a type?
If I had a type, it would not be her.
Who would be your type? Would you, like, give me an example?
Of someone famous now? Mila Kunis.
Okay. Yeah, that's so far.
Oh, actually, I'm lying. There's somebody, Kate Upton.
That's my girl.
I think about her a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Damn.
Matter of fact.
I don't have a type. I like pretty girls no matter what. And Ronda Rousey's pretty. And I want to really feel her abs. Yeah, that's what I like about her the best.
What?
Her boobs.
Oh, yeah.
I want to touch them.
Her titty, yo.
They're probably so soft and pillowy.
Well, they're natural. That's a plus.
Speak slower.
Soft and pillowy. They're probably so soft and pillowy.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Kate Upton is...
Yeah, she's pretty much it right now.
That's who Ronda Rousey's going to end up with, Upton.
If you had
that would be perfection.
If you had a one-nighter with Ronda Rousey, would you be scared to get up and leave in the middle of the night?
No. No, I wouldn't leave.
She'd have you in a fucking major cuddle. She wouldn't let go.
She'd be the big, almost like a sleeper hold. She'd be the big spoon.
Your biceps in my throat.
Yeah, she'd be the big spoon.
You'd have to get up for the bathroom. Where you going?
Oh, yeah. Can I go to the bathroom? I just peed a little. No, I would just let her kick me out or whatever. Just, you know, you want me to leave? Like, I'll turn into one of those dudes that women hate. Is everything all right? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, because I'd be scared shitless. Did I do something wrong?
Are you all right?
Are you okay? Is there something I could do for you? Be like completely neurotic. Do you need something from the store?
You need a coffee?
Would you like a back rub? No, don't do that. I'll wipe your ass. Yeah, that would be. Yeah. I bet your pussy looks mean too.
It's like squinting.
Probably has a scowl. Like a toothless vampire.
It looks like her mouth with the mouthpiece in.
Oh my god.
She's gonna kill every one of us.
She's like trying to be like all sexy. She like opens one leg, then opens the other leg, and you're sitting there and you're like, oh my god, and then you look down and you're like it's like a cartoon badge, like your legs. Evil. Looks like Count Chocula with no teeth.
I finally get to see what a vagina looks. Ah, oh god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Jesus. It hisses at you.
Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. It's just angry body parts on that woman.
Jeez.
It's funny. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm saying, oh yeah, she's really attractive, and she is. But it's like, just imagining being near her is like, oh my god, I'm gonna fucking die tonight. I think I'd rather walk through Camden. Yeah, she's something else, man. And she doesn't take any shit, like, whether it's in the octagon or outside of it. She just seems like, if you say anything to rub her the wrong way, she'll just fucking snap and
But
kill
she
you.
Doesn't seem irrational.
No. She doesn't do anything outside the ring.
No, she doesn't seem irrational. Yeah. Like, I mean, her fans love her.
Yeah,
they
but like
mob
calling
her.
Out Mayweather and stuff like that, that was funny.
And it's funny for us. Mayweather's probably like, I'm going to kill this bitch. He'd probably want to hire the same hitman that Ray Caruth fucking hired, except he's in prison.
Do you think they'll ever fight? Like, really?
Who? Mayweather? No one will ever sanction that.
No.
Like, UFC?
Never. No, it'd have to be, like, underground fucking shit, like in a movie. Like some bad Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Yes! Man versus woman? No.
Who do you think would win?
I'd say Ronda Rousey. I'll tell you
exactly why she would win.
Go ahead.
Watch Mayweather fight.
He doesn't do
nobody
anything.
Can hit him.
He's got
but
long
it's
jab.
It's just distance. Punches. She could just run up and tackle.
Jab is not going to hurt her. Not at all. She takes leg kicks to the head. That's without a glove on the leg. You know what I mean? There's no padding on a leg. That's like straight shin bone to the side of the head. Why couldn't she take a couple jabs here and there from a hand, a dude's hand? Who, by the way, how much does Mayweather weigh? Like as much as her?
Yeah,
maybe like 10, 15 pounds more?
She weighs 135.
So he probably weighs like 160, yeah. 170.
I don't know what he fights at. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean.
He's fucking skinny.
Not
shit.
To mention she's more solid than he is, where he's like a rail compared to her.
He is a rail.
Eh, maybe I'm just hoping she would win because he's a piece of shit.
No, she would definitely win.
I think she would win. I think she would take him out.
I mean, if you start matching Rousey against fighters of whatever sport in their prime, there's obviously certain ones I don't think she could beat, but I think there's more than a few that she could. Honestly, I mean, I could see her beating like Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's fast, but
yeah,
I could see her choking the life out of him.
Him in his prime, I don't know that she would be able to. He was fucking fast.
Fast, I know. I mean, that's what would beat her would be the speed. But I think she's got the power, like all around.
You gotta get up close.
Like once she caught him, he'd be done.
I don't know. He can take a punch. Actually, he's actually pretty good at taking shots.
I don't think
shots.
I've ever seen him fight.
I don't know about Pacquiao. I can't. I don't know. I'm not. I've never really watched Pacquiao fight. Well, I saw a couple
he's
of his fights.
Though.
I know he's fast. But like Muhammad Ali, probably not because he'd find some weird way to win, like the rope-a-dope thing. You know. I mean, he took a beating, that guy, and he still wins. So I think if anything, he's got the durability. You know, he didn't win in life, but he won his fights, you know. Now he shakes like a fucking baby rattle.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I don't see I don't know. I guess like probably Tyson would beat her in his prime.
Yeah, I think any
heavyweight
win.
Well, yeah, I guess that's unfair to match heavyweights up against her. I think if we go more in her weight class, you know. I don't know many fighters. I always Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler. I don't know.
Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker.
Sweet Pea Whitaker, yeah. What was Hopkins? What was Bernard Hopkins?
He's middleweight. Yeah.
He's a middleweight.
It's another one that would be boring.
I'll tell you what, though. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see her fight a male UFC fighter of her weight class. I would definitely watch that for sure. Like now, if you really want to get serious about, Rousey going up against a dude, now we could say, okay.
I kind of feel like that's a no-win situation for the guy.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know. I mean, nobody remembers the guy's name that lost to Billie Jean King.
And I agree with you, but tennis isn't hand-to-hand combat.
No, it's not. It's not. But it's the same. It's the exact same degree if you go back then to that moment as you are now.
Look,
to fighting.
It wouldn't shock me if a female softball pitcher, professional, struck out a Major League Baseball player.
Wait a minute. Didn't what's-her-name Hope Solo beat some dude up, too?
Yeah, it's her fucking husband.
There you go.
Her nephew.
Nephew?
Up. Yeah. She, 7 foot dude, too. He's 7 feet.
Yeah.
Smacked him around.
Yeah, like, smacked him around like a little bitch. I mean, it's not.
Allegedly.
It's not unheard of for a woman to beat up a guy. It just doesn't happen as much as the other way around.
See, most guys are smart enough not to put their hands on a woman.
I don't even think it comes down to that. I'm saying I don't think it's uncommon that women beat up men as far as them being the beaters, the women. Mm-hmm. There are abusive women out there.
Sure.
And there are just some guys who just, like a woman, will take it and deal with it later or whatever. But I'm talking about, you know, squaring off here. I would really like to see a male MMA fighter against Ronda Rousey. Someone with equal weight, height, you know, that would be, to me, would be fair. I would like to see that.
Yeah, I agree.
And
with that
would be a hell of a box office draw. Like,
oh, yeah.
Ticket sales would be record breaking for any sport, probably. Especially like pay per view sales. I would rent it. I'd pay $60 for that. It's worth it. You know, even if it only is 30 seconds long or whatever, or the guy like slips and falls and his penis goes in. Ronda Rousey lost by rape.
Oh my god!
In the first round, He only lasted 34 seconds.
Story of my life.
That's your average, right? Yeah, man. She's nasty, but she's great. She's still young, right? She's like in 28. Her 20s. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got quite a bit to go. Whew. I wonder what her cup smells like.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, though? That's the funny thing, and that's something that nobody probably thinks of, is how bad does her locker smell?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Probably smells like rotting fish guts. Like chum.
Yeah. You know? Well, fuck.
Miss, I thought you'd be used to that. It's like your hamper.
That's nasty.
Just lift up your dress.
Young Buck's car bed.
I don't smell.
Think
like
something's
fish.
Wrong with the exhaust.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Like a decaying dog's mouth.
Ew.
Ozzy.
Fucking Marco.
My girlfriend's dog, man, his breath is fucking, it's killer. It's kill. It will make me actually gag. There'll be times where I'll be laying on the couch and, you know, the dog will come up and, you know, kind of like put his head on my chest or whatever and kind of like looks over and just lets out a, oh, and it's like,
hi.
It's like that. I would rather get hit by Ronda Rousey for sure. That shit hurts, man. You're like, oh, and because you can like taste it. You swallowed that smell.
Ew.
And you're just like, eh. Like, that's it's bad.
Are you mean to the dog?
Not at all. No. I love that dog.
So you're like, it's okay. Stinky.
No, I think, I think deep down inside, I think that dog loves me more than my girlfriend. She hates when I say that.
Yeah, that's kind of a really insulting thing to say to someone.
Your dog well, I'm not saying it. More than I'm you. Not saying it to her. I'm just saying I think the way the dog treats me, I think the dog likes me better. Right. Yeah, I'm always nice to the dog. I'm never mean to that dog. It's a great dog.
I love dogs.
Best dog I've ever met, that Rottweiler.
Rottweilers are good.
The Rottweiler.
Now I'm gonna leash him.
He's got his fucking teeth brushed, man. Shit. Anyway. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Wrapping it up.
Yep, I'm gonna wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, so everybody listening live. Pass it on to your friends that download. They won't be able to for a few days until we get this shit sorted out. Just hang in there. Don't lose faith.
Donate.
Tweet us. Donate. You know, Facebook us. Whatever. Keep in contact. I guess we'll start pushing out our showtime every week a little bit more since people, you know.
We'll have to get ready to listen.
Well, they're going to have to listen live for a little bit. Mm. I mean, until, I don't know.
Well,
we say we're going to have it in a couple days, but you never know. Something might pop up and be like, shit, we can't do it just yet.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, we have four shows on the back burner that are ready to be uploaded, not including tonight's show. So.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
And unfortunately, nobody can listen to older shows in the meantime. So just hang in there, you know. In the meantime, you guys can support Riotcast too. Check out some of the other shows. I mean, shit, we just did fucking hammer fisting for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
25 minutes. So it was a little homage. Yeah,
check out hammer fisting.
But, yeah, anyway, but we'll reconvene next week. Missy, the secret word of the night is
donate.
That's right. Donate. Good girl. Roof. We'll be back next week.
Bye, nigga.
You want me to tell you something?
Uh-huh.
I know what you want to hear. I know what you want me, baby.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.